Hi, how are you?
Good, Renee. How are you today?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing great. A little overwhelmed to be speaking with you. I'm sure people say that to you a lot because I have 7 or 8 minutes to talk to somebody who has influenced so much of my television watching. And also, I would dare say I probably paid more attention to you than my history teacher. So just an honor to chat with you. So hello, Ken Burns.
My pleasure.
You know, I was so excited for the Hemingway docuseries to come on to PBS because I've been a very big fan of his literature. One of the best experiences was seeing his home in Key West. So I was already ready for it. And then I got the invite to do an interview with you. And I couldn't even believe it. So, yeah.
Great.
You know, tell me about your thought process and how you choose your documentaries, though, because, I mean, they run the gamut from his historical events to people to, you know, monuments to music to whatever. You seem to just cover all the genres. So what is your thought process like when you begin a project?
Well, I'm glad that you said that because, in fact, you know, I think I've made the same film over and over again. Who are we? That is to say, who are those strange and complicated people tell us about not only where we've been, but where we are. So all of them are in American history. The very simple answer is that they pick me. I'm looking for a good story to tell. And you might ruminate, as we did on with Hemingway for several decades, not with any question that it wasn't a great story, but that just what we felt in our gut we were going to do next. And some projects, somebody says something, or I say something, and we just plow right into it right away. So it's really just a feeling that you have about the complexity of a subject. I think too often, particularly in our media culture, everything is kind of binary, red state, blue state, male, female, rich, poor, black, white, all of that sort of stuff. And we don't think that those kinds of pure distinctions exist as much as the complication of real storytelling. And we like undertow. We like when somebody can exhibit, you know, kind of two conflicting manifestations at the same time, and both of them can be true in a way. And so Hemingway is a natural subject because he's obviously one of the great, if not the greatest, American writer of the 20th century. His influence still spreads among aspiring writers, and yet he's got this very complicated personal persona, a kind of macho image that also kind of protects him but smothers him and doesn't reveal to the world a vulnerability that we discovered in letters and in sort of digging deep within the story. So that's what we love to do, is just dive deep.
And we should let people know that Hemingway is on PBS right now. You can actually get it on streaming service platforms if you belong. You know, you just go online. We'll have it for you also on my blog as well and links. But it is on right now. And I do love you've got Jeff Daniels as Hemingway. I've got to be honest with you. I did not know. I'm a fan of Jeff Daniels. I did not know that was him. I thought that's brilliant right there. Meryl Streep is in here with her voice. Carrie Russell, Mary Louise Parker, Patricia Clarkson, one of my favorites. She's as Hemingway's four wives, and you're working with obviously Lynn Novick with this. You work with her quite a bit. Talk about that partnership.
Well, I have four different producing teams, and Lynn leads one of them, and so we work together on a number of things like the Vietnam War or World War II or Frank Lloyd Wright, and then, you know, there are other producers that I did the Roosevelts with or the National Parks with Dayton mm-hmm. Duncan. New Hampshire, right? So, you know, it's just the team that we work together, and we've worked together for more than 30 years now, which is really exciting. You know, Lynn and I have, and with my writer who wrote the superb script for the Hemingway, Jeffrey Ward, it's been 40 years that we've been collaborating.
You know, I have to say, I have so many things I want to chat with you about. I want to go to Hemingway for just a moment for those of you that are watching it and lucky enough to have visited his home in Key West, which I did. I thought it was amazing. I've always been taken with Hemingway. But also, I really love there's a part in what I saw last night that said he kind of made himself into the victim of his love triangles, which he certainly was not the victim in any way, shape or form.
And it's a classic Hemingway thing.
Classic Hemingway, and yet I still love the work from this man, even though I'm just going to say it, he was kind of a jerk, but
Yeah, he's more than kind of a jerk. He is a jerk, and wait till you see episodes 2 and 3. But you're absolutely right. The art is transcendent and everlasting, eternal, whatever you want to see. He's written some of the most beautiful sentences and paragraphs and passages that exist in literature. And it's in fact, his own drive, and this often happens in artists, maybe not often is not the right word, but it does happen in artists, that they are very hard on those in their immediate circle, their friends, the people who help them, their wives, their children. And Hemingway is no exception. So you really have to wrestle with all of that jerkiness and at the same time, and not forgive it either, and at the same time also be able to appreciate it. You know, I have in my editing room a neon sign in cursive, lowercase cursive, and it just says, it's complicated. The tendency for filmmakers to reduce everything, as we do in our media culture, is so reductionist to something simple. We're looking for complication. We're looking for that undertow. And what happens when you get a Jeff Daniels to read is that he fully envelops the character, so it's perfectly appropriate for your familiarity with him to not realize that's him. Or same with Meryl Streep sometimes, we've worked with Meryl and Patty Clarkson before, but we haven't worked with Kerry Russell and Mary Louise Parker, who were superb. But we've worked with Josh Lucas, whose voice is in there a lot for 15 years or more. And we worked with Joe Morton, who voices a couple of voices in this film. So it's, you know, when you've got people like that that help bring that complexity alive, it's hard not to sort of, once you penetrate the sort of toxic masculine thing that he put up, which is as imprisoning as it is defending him, you see a vulnerability and you also see an empathy. You can see it in the first episode where, despite all this kind of, you know, outwardly bad treatment of women, he's able to sympathetically put himself into the shoes of women in many of his characters, in A Farewell to Arms and Catherine mm-hmm. Barkley, in two short stories up in Michigan and Hills Like White Elephants that explore taboo subjects back then and in a way sometimes taboo subjects now. And they're very, very interesting stories that will endure.
You're a brilliant storyteller, I do have to say that. And I also want to say, in another hat that I wear here as Director of Community Affairs for iHeartRadio, I have a lot of partnerships with suicide prevention organizations, one namely the Jordan Porco Foundation. And a lot of what we're seeing could be possibly triggering because, you know, the long line of Hemingway's, you know, death by suicide is there and apparent. But it was incredibly fascinating the way that you concentrated on a moment. And I don't want to give anything away because I do want people to watch this. But and I don't think I am when I say he basically looked at that as a form of weakness. And he even gave out the advice that we give out on this program, that you will get through to the other side and things will be okay, yes. Which is fascinating.
And ironic and sad and tragic and all of that. And yes, in fact, when people say, what do you want people to get out of it? You know, you go, I want you to get out of it, whatever you get out of it. But one thing is, don't be an alcoholic. If mental illness, if you have some form of mental illness or suicidal ideation, get help. And in fact, at the end of the film, we put the two hotline numbers that we think are the best for people to refer to. And then read, you know. And what's been great is that most of the reviews have said, you know, and the highest compliment I can pay this film is that I've now gone back and found my old Hemingway and reading it. And if last night's anecdotal texts and emails that came in from folks that I know and friends, they're all like searching their bookcases for Hemingway to start reading, which is, that to me is really exciting. The book is still the greatest mechanical invention.
You know what? And it has to be a real book for me. And you know what? If I had your direct email last night, which I don't recommend giving me, because you'll never get rid of me. But last night, I went into my archival photos and pulled out my pictures from Hemingway's home in Key West. I pulled out all the books that I have from him. It inspired me to do that. And it also, I want to give you kudos for putting those phone numbers for Connecticut here. You know, you can text 741-741, or excuse me, text HOME to 741-741, and we have those that information up there as well. But I mean, it is so well-rounded. It's like you hit every dot on the I and covering every basis in the care and sensitivity that you did with this. I know my time is up, which is very sad for me, but Ken...
Well, what I want to say is just fasten your seatbelt because you're in for an even bumpier ride after episode one, the final two episodes, two and three. It gets curiouser and curiouser and more complicated and more complicated. It's about as good a story and as difficult a story as filmmakers that we've had to wrestle with it, which is why we feel so excited by the response.
All right. Well, Art is producing these interviews today. So I know you can hear me, Art. And Ken, I want everyone to hear me right now because this is on tape. This is recording right now. I reserve the right and demand an interview when this wraps up because I've got more to talk to you about.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.